It's time for Let's Talk in English. Thanks for joining us here in the LTE TV studio. My name is Katie. I'm one of your teachers on the show. Our topic today is nature, and this lesson is called Sunsets Around the World. Sunsets Around the World. Peter, do you like to watch sunsets?
Do I? I love sunsets. They are beautiful. Hi, everyone. My name is Peter, one of your teachers here on the show.
Okay, now it's time to get started. Take out your magazine and turn to the right page. You can follow along with Peter now.
Toby Traveler is a world traveler. He talks about his favorite sunsets around the world. Some are by the beach. Others are near waterfalls. And some are in national parks. But you don't have to travel to see a beautiful sunset. You can enjoy the beautiful colors wherever you are. Take advantage of every day and watch the sunset.
Friends, do you remember Toby? He came to the station yesterday for an interview with Rob. And in their interview, they're talking about nature. So they are talking about things that happen outside.
I love nature lessons. I really, really don't like to be stuck inside. I love being outside in nature. I love long walks, hikes, and bike rides.
We know, Peter. You love nature. That's great. Everyone, this lesson will be really fun today, so let's get started and learn our key words.
今天来到节目中接受访问的是 Toby， 他有非常丰富的旅游经验，而在各种的美景中，他最爱的就是落日晚霞 sunset。He loves watching sunsets. 他爱看海边的夕阳，海边海滩就是 beach. He watches sunsets at the beach. 也喜欢看瀑布伴着夕阳，瀑布就是 waterfall. He also watches sunsets near waterfalls. 他还去过很多国家公园，在美景中欣赏夕阳。国家公园就是 national park. National 是形容词，国家的。He watches sunsets in national parks. 走过了那么多的国家，看过各种夕阳美景。Toby 说他最爱的还是今天的夕阳，所以一定要好好把握，善用每一天哦。片语 take advantage of something 就是好好利用的意思，而名词 advantage 是优势、有利的条件。
Welcome to Let's Talk, and now, here's your host, Rob!
Welcome to the show. Today, we have Toby Traveler with us.
Thanks, Rob. I'm glad to be here.
So, you are a world traveler.
Yes, I am. I love traveling.
What is your favorite thing about traveling?
I love watching sunsets in many different places.
Can you tell us about your favorite sunsets?
I love sunsets at the beach.
Rob always has fun guests on his show. Today, Toby Traveler is on the show. He loves to travel.
And he's a world traveler. What does that mean?Well, that just means he's someone who travels the whole world.
Oh, that sounds like such a wonderful life. Wouldn't it be great to be a world traveler, Peter? You could go everywhere and see all the beautiful things in different countries.
I know what you mean, Katie. You could meet so many new people, and you could eat so many kinds of new food.
That sounds amazing. I want to be a world traveler, too. I love traveling. And I love learning calendar phrase.
I love traveling.
I love traveling.
我热爱旅行。
Do you want to go to Paris?
Yes, I love traveling.
Do you want to go to Rome?
Yes, I love traveling.
Do you want to go to London?
Yes, I love traveling. Where do you want to go?
Wherever you go. I love traveling.
Yeah.
I love traveling.
I love traveling.
我热爱旅行。
Friends, do you like traveling? It's a lot of fun. You can learn a lot of things when you travel around the world.
If you know someone who likes traveling, here's a helpful question to ask. What's your favorite thing about traveling?
You can use this question about other things too. Maybe...You have a friend who loves action movies. Ask, what's your favorite thing about action movies?
I know Peter loves taking long walks, so I should ask him, what's your favorite thing about walks?
Well, I love taking long walks because I get to meet people when I go walking. All right, friends, this is a great question to practice. Make sure you grab a friendand ask them that question.
Rob is trying to get to know Toby Traveler better today. That's why he asked, what's your favorite thing about travel? Toby travels all the time. So, what's his favorite thing?
Toby Traveler likes to watch sunsets in many different places. Sunsets are beautiful. This is what happens at night when the sun comes down.
It's nice to watch sunsets at the beach. Let's learn something about that phrase with Christina.
Toby 说他喜欢看海边的夕阳。他说 I love sunsets at the beach. 我们看他是用 at the beach 来表示在海边。我们在其他地方也常常会看到有人用 on the beach. 所以 on the beach 和 at the beach 有什么区别呢？什么时候该用哪一个呢？我们来说明一下。当我们说 on the beach, 在海边上的时候，通常是在沙滩上从事一些活动。你可能是坐在沙滩上 ,they are sitting on the beach, 或者是在海滩上玩沙滩球 ,we can play ball on the beach。而用到介系词 at 的时候，它的重点是要指出一个大范围的地点，所以At the beach 可能是指你们约了到海边碰面，或者是在海边的餐厅用餐。比如 ,let's meet at the beach, 或是 ,we can go to the restaurant at the beach.
Because the beach is right by the sea?
Right. So you can see the sunset in the water.
That sounds beautiful.
The sunset in Egypt is really special.
You saw the sunset by the pyramids?
Yes, it was amazing.
Maybe one day I'll see that too.
Sunsets near waterfalls are also amazing.
I'm sure.
Conversation B starts with a question. Remember, at the end of conversation A, Toby says that he likes sunsets at the beach.
So, Rob is answering Toby when he asks, because the beach is right by the sea? Let's practice this sentence pattern. I love hiking up mountains.
Oh, that's because the view from the top is beautiful? See,You can use this question to answer, too.
So Toby loves sunsets at the beach because he can see the sunset in the water. That is really pretty. And he thinks that it sounds beautiful.
And if you think something sounds some way, that doesn't mean you can hear it. Maybe a friend wants to go to a movie. You can say, that sounds good.
And that just means you think it's a good idea. Or you can say that something sounds fun. You think it will be something that you enjoy doing.
That's true. Toby also tells Rob about some beautiful sunsets he has seen in other places. He loves the sunsets in Egypt.
You're right, Peter. He thinks the sunsets there are really special. He saw the sunsets by the pyramids. The pyramids are some very, very old buildings in Africa.
Yeah, the pyramids. That's an amazing place. I think many people would like to go traveling there. And seeing a sunset by the pyramids would be really great.
You're right. I think it would be very pretty. Wow, you know, Peter, I think Toby Traveler has seen some wonderful places in the world.
Well, he is a world traveler, Katie. What else does he like, though?
Oh, he also thinks sunsets near waterfalls are amazing. I think there are a lot of places in Asia that have amazing waterfalls.
I think waterfalls are beautiful. Okay, friends, it's time to take a short break right now. Don't go away.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Thanks for joining us for this nature lesson. Today, Rob is interviewing a special guest. Toby Traveler. He loves to watch sunsets around the world.
His favorite place to watch the sunset is at the beach. What about you, friends? Do you like to watch the sunset? Let's find out more about Toby in Conversation C.
A national park in Africa is one of my favorite places to watch the sunset.
Why is it so special?
The sunset paints the sky and ground red, and you can see many animals then too.
You see so many sunsets in beautiful places.
Yes, but my favorite sunset is always today's sunset. Take advantage of every day.
Enjoy the sunset wherever you are.
Exactly.
We know that Toby loves to watch the sunset at the beach, and he thinks the sunsets in Egypt are amazing.
But a national park in Africa is one of his favorite places to watch the sunset. Like Rob says, why is it so special?
Toby says the sunset paints the sky and ground red. That sounds really amazing. But does he really mean paint, like with actual paints?
I don't think so, Katie. I think he just means that the sunset makes the whole sky and ground look red.
That must be really, really amazing. I'd love to see that someday. Have you seen a sunset in Africa, Peter?
No, but I've seen movies in Africa before. But friends, have you seen a sunset in Africa? If you have, what do you think?
Oh, Peter, I have another question. Do you like sunsets or sunrises better?
Good question. I like sunsets better. What about you, Katie?
I like sunrises better. I think it's a great way to start the day, but it is always nice to see the sunset. I like sunsets by the ocean, too.
Friends, can you see the sunset in so many beautiful places? And can you see the sunset every day?
Sunsets and sunrises happen every single day. It always makes me think we should take advantage of every day.
Hey, you said take advantage of. That's a key word phrase we learned earlier. And Christina wants to tell us some more about it.
Toby 鼓励大家要善用每一天 ,take advantage of every day. Take advantage of 是今天学的片语 是利用善用的意思。我们来多看两个例句。Take advantage of the internet, 善用网路。如果你想要趁天气很好出去走走，也可以说 Let's take advantage of the nice weather。另外，如果有人想要占你便宜，你想跟对方说你别想占我便宜，也可以用这个片语 Don't try to take advantage of me。
So we should always take advantage of every day. Another way to say that is to make the best of every day.
All right, friends, we learned a lot of English today, and now it's time to take advantage of our keyword review. Say them with us now.
Here's the first keyword, sunset. Sunset. The sunset tonight was bright pink.
Beach. Beach. This beach is perfect for swimming.
Waterfall. Waterfall. Brazil has many beautiful waterfalls.
National. National. There are many national parks in Africa.
Take advantage of.Take advantage of. Take advantage of the nice weather. Those are all the keywords that we learned today. Keep practicing them at home. Right now, we're going to look back at today's conversations.
Welcome to Let's Talk. And now, here's your host, Rob.
Welcome to the show.Today, we have Toby Traveler with us.
Thanks, Rob. I'm glad to be here.
So you are a world traveler.
Yes, I am. I love traveling.
What is your favorite thing about traveling?
I love watching sunsets in many different places.
Can you tell us about your favorite sunsets?
I love sunsets at the beach.
Because the beach is right by the sea?
Right. So you can see the sunset in the water.
That sounds beautiful.
The sunset in Egypt is really special.
You saw the sunset by the pyramids?
Yes, it was amazing.
Maybe one day I'll see that too.
Sunsets.Near waterfalls are also amazing.
I'm sure.
A national park in Africa is one of my favorite places to watch the sunset.
Why is it so special?
The sunset paints the sky and ground red, and you can see many animals then too.
You see so many sunsets in beautiful places.
Yes.But my favorite sunset is always today's sunset. Take advantage of every day.
Enjoy the sunset wherever you are.
Exactly.
Well, goodbye, Monkey Man.
Goodbye? Ginger, where are you going?
Everywhere.
Everywhere?
Yeah.I want to be a world traveler.
A world traveler, huh?
That's right. I want to see the sunset all around the world.
Like where?
I want to see the sunset by the beach.
Oh, that's nice.
I want to see the sunset near waterfalls.
That would be nice.
I want to see the sunset in national parks.
That's nice too, Ginger, but you know, you can stay home and see sunsets.
But that's different!
No, it's not. It's the same sun.
Oh yeah, very funny.
Jill?
Yes, Ned?
What am I doing here?
Oh no...
I sit here for 20 hours every day looking at this computer!
Ned! ahead, sit down.
I should be out there in the world, doing fun things, exciting things.
Stop dreaming, Ned.
I could do so many. Maybe one day, perhaps I could,
Ned.
Don't interrupt me when I'm talking. I just need a super sentence.
And Super Sentence Man is never too far away. The sentence that you need is, maybe one day I'll do something.
Yes, maybe one day I'll be a basketball player.
Maybe one day I'll be a basketball player. Good, good.
You don't even like basketball, Ned.
Oh, maybe one day I'll travel around the world?
Maybe one day I'll travel around the world. Great.
But you hate traveling, Ned. You've never even left the city.
You're right. Maybe one day I'll become a famous rock star.
Oh, maybe one day I'll become a famous rock star. Super.
But you don't play any instruments.
Well, I can learn. Maybe one day I'll become the best guitar player in the world. Na 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 na.
Bravo, bravo. That was excellent.
Really? Do you think I can become a famous musician?
Well, of course not, but you really know how to use today's super sentence. Oh, give me five. That was wonderful. Say it with me, everyone. A super sentence every day will make your English great.
Maybe one day I'll travel around with Super Sentence Man. Then I can give people super sentences.
And I have to go.
Wait for me! I'm stuck in this computer! Wait, Super Sentence Man!
Super Sentence Man is the best. He's always there if you have a question about a sentence. We all need help from him sometimes.
We hope we helped you learn today, too. It's important to practice all those sentences. And practice the key words we learned today, too.
Did you like Rob's guest on the show? I did. I love traveling. And it's always good to learn stories about things around the world.
Yeah, this lesson makes me really want to go see some sunsets in interesting places around the world.
Friends, come back tomorrow to review this week's lessons here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye. Bye.